thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We are Paint in the Valley Pink, which means we're talking about breast cancer awareness, education, information, encouraging screening, talking about diagnosis and treatment. Let's go to screening and diagnosis. We got the expert here today. Dr. Kenneth Jusko is back. So welcome aboard, sir.
Good to be here, Mark.
He's a radiologist at Evangelical Community Hospital in the Thyrem Humphrey Center for Breast Health in particular.
That is correct.
And you and your peers there see every image that goes through there, every film, not necessarily every slide of it per se, but you look at everything.
That is correct. We're reviewing all the mammograms, ultrasounds, MRIs of the breast.
Yeah, explain how that happens, that everybody that comes in, you know, your attending physician may tell you this or that, or this is what they see. They may not even realize that you're back there behind the scenes, sort of like the duck on the pond, paddling like crazy, making all this happen. Sort of explain the setup of how an attending or just a routine screening happens and what goes on in the background.
So your physician or even yourself could get a screening mammogram at the breast center, and the radiologist is there to review all of those images, and we're looking at the mammogram is basically an x-ray of the breast. So we're seeing shades of gray, we're seeing the shades of white, just like you would on a bone x-ray. But now we're just looking at the gray is the fat in the breast and the white is the breast parenchyma. We're taking a look at that and comparing to years past and seeing if the architecture of the breast parenchyma, that white tissue, looks different than years past. We're looking for masses. We're looking for calcifications. We're looking for skin thickening and nipple retraction, all those things that you may not even think about that may be signs of early breast cancer.
And what exactly do you see? I dare say I've looked at films where that shows, where you showed us a picture of a normal breast and one that has a cancer or something, a calcification or whatever it is developing. I don't see it.
It does take a trained eye, but it is just pattern recognition. Every breast is slightly different, and you may not as different as a fingerprint maybe, but each woman's breast is quite unique to them and their pattern is unique. So comparing year to year, we can say there's subtle changes in that pattern. With newer imaging such as tomosynthesis, 3D mammography, we're able to get in slice by slice and actually look through the breast a little deeper and be able to tell there's a developing mass here. There's some architectural distortion, which would be an area of spiculation or like a sunburst or a star that says we need to look into this a little further.
And Dr. Turner talked about self-examination, which really could be a lifelong habit. That doesn't really have an age associated with it. But he mentioned there are certainly undetectable cancers that the self-exam wouldn't reveal. You're here to tell us that is 100% true, that you find things that are microscopically abnormal. You could never feel them.
A large majority of the cancers that we find, you would never feel it. Often, Dr. Turner, even after it's found, it's not felt on palpable physical exam. Many of these cancers that we find are 3, 4, 5 millimeters in size. So the earlier we get the detection, the better the prognosis for treatment and the less that has to happen on the back end.
Okay, so you encourage that self-examination, then get people to get women to look at their risk factors, and then get screening and imaging and 3D imaging and dense breast tissues being brought up a lot more these days.
Dense breast is something that's been in the news quite frequently. When we look at the breast, one of the first things I do is I look and I say how much fat compared to dense breast tissue is there. And we break it down in 25%. So less than 50%, there's two categories less than 50%, but that is considered not as dense. Anything over 50%. So there's more of that white than there is the gray. That is considered dense breast. Whether it's heterogeneously dense in that 50 to 75% category or extremely dense in that 75 to 100% category. The reason that is very important is women with increased breast density have a slightly increased risk of breast cancer, as well as breast cancer is white on the film. So it hides the breast cancer and it makes it more difficult to see.
Do you happen to know what some other cancer risks are based on what you typically see in images? What else? Dense breast tissue?
Family history.
There you go.
Late menarche, first menses, a woman who has not had a child are some of the the major factors.
Those are some of the ones that some of which is that you can really control and identify and definitely know for sure that this is happening. This 3D technology, we talked about it a year ago. We got a real introduction.
Yeah, the tomosynthesis. Yes, it's a much better way to look at the breast. And typical mammography is just two images of both breasts. And we've been digital since 2006, I believe. And so we're looking at it on a computer screen, and you can manipulate it to some degree, but it's only a two-dimensional image. The tomosynthesis allows us to look slice by slice through the breast. So the larger the breast is, there's actually more slices to go through. And that is bringing into focus when we get to that depth that the breast cancer might be or a mass might be. It may be a simple mass. It's a benign mass, but we want to check it out. When we get to the depth in the slice that we when we get into the slice that's in that depth, it comes clear. It actually becomes in focus. And so when you go back to the two-dimensional, we still compare it to a two-dimensional view. Sometimes it's not visible.
Now, you talk about year-to-year comparisons. Tell me about this, that you are doing that. You're looking at last year's and the year before and so on.
That's one of the most important things I would say, is that mammogram starting at the age of 40 and every single year. Make it a routine. Make it in October. Make it in January. Whenever it might be, make that your month for mammography. Because when we look at a mammogram, especially a baseline mammogram, when you have your first at the age of 40, we don't have anything to compare to. So there may be small masses or calcifications or something in the breast, which could likely be benign. Most commonly, it's going to be benign, not cancer. But we don't know that because we're seeing it for the first time. So we may call you back for what's called a diagnostic mammogram to get further look at that location. When I compare year to year, you may have had one from, you may be 50 years old and have one for every year since 40. And now I can say those calcifications have been stable for 5 years, 10 years. Though that mass has been there, that's just a small lymph node. We're not worried about that. We don't have to call her back. So when I have the comparison, not only does it help me see changes that could potentially be bad and catch cancer very early, it also helps callbacks so that you're not getting called back as frequently.
Well, tell me about the science of callback. This has to be the most pivotal moment in your office before anything else has even happened.
When a woman gets called back, the first thing they go to is, this is very concerning. Why are they calling me back? Mm-hmm. About 1 in 10 screening mammograms, those mammograms that we're doing just for screening, about 1 in 10 of those will come back as something needs to be called back.
That's a high number.
It is.
So that's calming right there, far higher than the rate of cancer that exists.
Correct. So then we bring them back, and if it was an architectural distortion, that spiculated area, or an asymmetry, or potentially a mass, we may do dedicated mammography to push that area localized. So we'll take a paddle right over top of that area, whether it was the upper outer quadrant, and try to spread that tissue out. And if we can spread it out and see the fat insinuated into the area, we can say that's not a mass there. We can put that to rest. If something persists there, we go on to ultrasound. And the ultrasound, like I said, on the mammography, the cancer was white. It would be dark, typically, on the ultrasound. So now you have the dense breast tissue, which is white, and the cancer now is dark, and you can see it a lot better.
Okay, so you're going to do that. Is there other follow-up? Again, you're not finding anything. You're just finding something that maybe was blurry or whatever the case may be. Is there still follow-up? You're going to make a note of that next year?
Okay. Correct. So we'll give the answer. When they come in for a diagnostic mammogram, they get an answer that day. So the woman will wait for us to take a look at the images. If we need something else, we will continue on the search until we have an answer for her that day. A majority of the time, it's a BI-RADS category 2, which means it's benign. We can wait till next year for your screening mammogram. If there is something that's still mildly persistent but not overly concerning, we'll call it a BI-RADS category 3, which is usually a 6-month follow-up of either the mammogram or the ultrasound. And that statistically is 97% not cancer. If it is something that needs further consideration, it looks like a solid mass, something that needs biopsied, which out of those 1 in 10 get called back for screening, of those diagnostics, about 1 in 10 get called back for a biopsy. A large percentage of those, about 80% of those that get called back for biopsy, are still benign.
I always sexistly say that women like to worry. It just seems like that's true for all the women that I know. But you are doing your part to ease that worry and to cinch that time frame up. You're letting folks know about reexaminations day of. You mentioned that. And then that reschedule from the initial mammogram to the callback to the next examination, days, not weeks.
If there needs to be a follow-up, they'll know exactly when it is and have peace of mind. Often we'll come in and speak with them if there's something that needs some extra consideration, especially with ultrasound, and give them the peace of mind. And often I would say, if this was my family member, that's how I try to treat it. If this was my family member, I would feel comfortable with a six-month follow-up here.
Well, super. Well, thank you for imparting all this great information. This is a real science, and I just think it's behind the scenes. And I've been fortunate enough to interview Dr. Turner up there one time and got the quick turnaround tour. It's just amazing, and the technology and the individuals and the people and the staff. And it really is. It's really a lot of folks working behind the scenes. Speaking of the scene, you're going to be at Cook and Men again?
Tomorrow evening.
What are you doing? What are you making?
Well, picture a caramel apple. Okay, so I like the play a little bit. So I'm going to do an apple strudel with a salted caramel ice cream.
All right, and it's a big fundraiser, so we can vote for you. I think $25 is the minimum vote if you're on the Evan website.
I think actually I've seen 10.
Okay, super. Wow, fantastic. Okay, if somebody wants to, but hey, think big. Put you up in the lead. I don't know where you are in the tote board.
I could be higher.
Okay. Well, and some of the, but Dr. Turner juices the skids there, so he can out-juice you in that area, so you got to watch out. But, yeah, and that $10, that $25 that I'll give, is that, where does that go?
That goes to the uninsured and the underinsured. So that helps those women that can't afford a mammogram get a mammogram that they wouldn't get otherwise.
Oh, yeah, that's the lesson we want you to come with, not the caramel apple with the salted ice cream. Holy smokes. It sounds fantastic. Thank you so much for all you're doing, and thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Dr. Ken Jesko, a radiologist at Thyram Humphrey Center for Breast Health and Quantum Imaging and Therapeutic Associates at Evangelical Community Hospital. All the information we have about Paint the Valley Pink and the direct connections to Evangelical Hospital posted at WKOK.com.